So good morning, Monica, and welcome to RX Radio.
Morning.
So as you know, our theme is wrapping up Youth Month, and how does Nali Bali contribute to the positive social impact on the youth?
I think Nali Bali do that impact of opening reading clubs, and then we are partnering with schools, library, ECDs, NGOs, to promote literacy by reading and writing. So we encourage children to read, because as we know in South Africa that the children cannot able to read, so there is a crisis. So it's when Nali Bali get in to encourage children to read stories. Even the adults, the parents can do storytelling to the children so that the children can read every day, and that promoting culture of reading to the children.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And also, I believe you have a story prepared for us today.
Yes. I've got a story that I'm going to read for today. The story said, "The Elders at the Door." It's retold by Mayan Buster and illustrated by Shelley Buster. It was early in the morning and it's still dark. In the shadows, three figures slowly, made their way along the road and down into the village. They stopped outside a house and knocked at the door. Inside the house, the family was awake. The children talked and sang with big songs while their mother cooked in the morning meal. When it was ready, the hungry family sat down to eat. Only then did they hear the knocking. The mother went to the window and looked out, but now the shadows had lifted and she could see the figures waited outside. "There are three elders out there," she said to the father. "They are dirty and hungry and they need to be taken care of." "Then you must open the door and invite them in," said the husband. So the mother went to the door, invited the elders in. "Oh, thank you, kind woman. But we never enter together," said the elders. "You must choose one of us." So the mother went back to the father and told him what the elders had said. "Then we must ask them to their name and choose one of them," said the father. So the women went back and asked them for their names. "I am Blessing," said the first elder. "I am Wisdom," said the second one. "And I'm Love," said the third one. The family began to discuss who they should choose. The eldest child said, "Daddy, your business had not been going so well. So I think we should invite Blessing to come inside so that the business can grow. Then we'll be blessed with many good things." His sister said, No. "The reason your business is not going well is because you need the wisdom to make it grow. We should ask Wisdom to come in, Daddy." But the baby, who knew the words with great insistence, said over and over again, "Love, love, love." So the family discussed the matter no further. They decided to invite Love into their home. For the last then, the mother went to the door. She stood before the elders and said, "We have chosen Love." The elders replied, "Oh, no, that you have chosen Love. We will all come in, because wherever Love is, there is also both Blessing and Wisdom." The end of my story.
Thank you so much. That was a really great story.
Wow.
And thank you for joining us in studio today.